Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It's a free Odyssey app. You can get us on your smart speaker. Just tell, I don't want to say the names, but that G and A speakers you have in your house, if you have a smart speaker, just tell them to play the WILK News Radio, and they'll pull it up for you right then and there. It's 53 degrees, 309 here on this Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. I do see some breaking news coming out of Dallas, Texas. That there's been a shooting incident at Wilmer Hutchinson High School in Dallas, Texas. The school district has put a lockdown notice out to parents on their official X account. It does appear that from reports, one person has been shot in the leg outside the school. So we're not, this is ongoing right now. Students have been evacuated. You see them being evacuated to the what appears to be their sports field. 17-year-old shot in the leg after reports of gunfire at Wilmer Hutchinson High School prompted a large police response Tuesday afternoon. So we'll monitor that. At this point, there appears to be a plethora of law enforcement and first responders there. So hopefully nothing more to report, but still something that's breaking now. So we figured we'd bring it to you. And but how do you know that's true? Simply because I told you? How do I know it's true? Simply because I saw it reported? How do we believe that, even though the school district themselves posted that? I'm sorry. I was just reminiscing the last 10 minutes of the Sue Henry show where how do we know anything's true, do we? So interesting, end, fitting end to that show. And it's always great listening to my friend Sue Henry. So lots of things happen. We're going to talk about a whole lot of things today, including what Sue Henry was talking about today that prompted that call. Where it's interesting, you had someone from our community celebrating that a fiance, a spouse, a significant other was let go, was fired simply because of who she was married to and political affiliations. And if anyone celebrates that, if anyone thinks that's a good thing, you need to get checked out because there's something wrong with you. And I don't care who or what side of the aisle you're on. There's just something not right there. Now, we're going to talk about it later, so I don't want to get it too deeply in now. But if you're celebrating that simply because you disagree politically, you're just a not a good person. There's something wrong there. So I would seek a hobby or help or both and come to grips because celebrating someone's life being altered, I wouldn't say it's being ruined or anything like this, definitely being changed, but the fact that that was the reasoning behind it, and it in fact was, and again, we're going to talk about that towards the end of the show in the last hour, and I wasn't really until I saw the statement put out by the news agency, and you know, I took this for what it was, a personnel issue and a personal issue, but the fact that it's, you know, I saw some a statement by the news agency themselves, their parent company, that irked me a little bit. So, yes, I am going to talk about that. So, and everybody, I'm getting some text messages. Anybody who agrees with the fact that she was let go due to her political affiliation has just gone beyond brain rot from politics. I agree. And one of the reasons why I'm going to talk about it. And I was aware of this. I think a lot of us were. But it's in the paper now. And like I said, I took it as a personnel issue and a personal issue. And I know how media companies work. I work for one. And based on their comment Yeah, I'm going to have to speak about it. And again, I'm going to do that at the 5 o'clock hour. So we're going to talk about it then. But here is, I did see that there were more statements submitted to the court today in this ongoing battle of the Real Housewives of the Commissioner's Office of Lackawanna County when it comes to who should be nominated, who should be the three names, who should get to choose who. It is really a dramatic version of the Real Housewives of Lackawanna County, and that's been my phrase throughout this whole process. It is one big drama of what's going on here. And like anything else in this area, you'll let it play out in the courts, which most of the time don't have an answer that satisfies anyone anyway. So we'll see that. But here's a part of this, and I saw this story that is, listen, you can't have your cake and eat it too. And I think everybody can agree on this. Lackawanna County tax reassessment rains on Scranton Stormwater Project. Most of the affected property owners in Green Ridge have not given easements needed for the work to occur. And in order, now this is a $12 million stormwater project, and there's 47 affected properties, and the properties need to give easements, and they were going to be paid for those easements. And that was in negotiation. Well, in the meantime, the mayor of Scranton's buddy, photo op buddy, Bill Gaughan, has been charging away with this reassessment with Lackawanna County that has altered the playing field, basically changed the values of what the homes may go for if they sold, that unrealized capital gains. And yes, you know, it is a legal thing to do because property taxes aren't considered unrealized capital gains. So if they value your property at that, you can appeal it, but that's basically the only recourse you have. But they are indeed taxing you on unrealized capital gains. They're saying your house could be worth this amount, and we're going to tax you on that amount. Now, we don't know for sure, and they did value that house between 2021 and 2023, which is the market was inflated as far as sales go because it was during and right after COVID where people were moving. So the housing market was a bit inflated. So that might be a reason to appeal as well. But, I mean, in my personal property, my house value went up 74%. Maybe. That's what they say it could be for. And you know what? It is maybe the reason after I've decided to spend the rest of my life here and raise my kids here. Well, my kids are all rose and out of the area now doing their thing. And I always wanted to stay here. You know, I had the space, the property, and the bedrooms to where they can come with their children and we could spend Christmas and summers and play in the pool and, you know, build a swing set for my grandkids in the backyard. That's kind of changed because of...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
This. You know, I started looking at this and looking at what they're saying my property could go for, and I don't think it would go for that. I don't think, looking at the property sales in the area with the comparable rooms and property, I don't think it's going to sell for that at all. But what I did come to the conclusion that if I take away my property tax, which is, you know, a couple thousand dollars like a lot of you, if I take away my homeowner's insurance, that pays for between a quarter and a third of rent at $2,000 a month somewhere else. And if I sell the house anywhere near what they say it's worth, I could just put that in a safe investment vessel that makes an easy 6% interest. And basically, the interest alone, not touching the principal, will pay for my entire year's rent and probably most of the bills, including electric and cable, because there really wouldn't be any other bills because I would go to a warmer climate. So thanks to the Lackawanna County reassessment, you know, maybe sell that house, put it in a safe investment vessel, find some place, you know, I just want to live for a little bit. Maybe near my kids, maybe near my grandkids, maybe on a beach somewhere. And rent a place with a pool and a gym and the things that I don't need to take care of. Cut grass. Cut trees down when they fall in the off season and during winter storms. And just the interest and the money I'm saving on property taxes and homeowners insurance alone would pay for my entire year of living, of residence. It doesn't sound like a bad idea. And maybe I suggest that for some other people who maybe have their home paid off and are maybe looking for options when it comes to how they're going to make it with these higher tax bills on fixed income. Well, maybe it is time to get out of this area, go somewhere maybe you were thinking about going, not have to pay property tax, not have to pay homeowners insurance, put your money in a safe investment vessel, mutual funds, CD, bond, or something like that, and you'll make anywhere between 5 and 6% interest, 7% interest, and that would pay for your entire rent for the year, and you're not even touching the principal. And you could pull that out little by little as your retirement if you want, or just live off, you know, your fixed income. But what the city of Scranton is finding out is these homeowners now are saying, well, wait a minute, the county is telling me my home is worth a lot more than you're willing to pay me for that easement. And we're going to have to talk about this. And the city's like, well, you know, this is for the betterment of the city. And, you know, you need to be a team player. Well, was the county a team player when they said my house was worth X percent more than it ever was or ever could be? Were you a team player ever, City of Scranton? So no, maybe I'm going to use your government efforts like a reassessment to my benefit for once and sit there and say, maybe you have to pay me what I say my home is worth, what the county says my home is worth, rather than you saying, well, this is just what we're going to give you because it's what we have. So it looks like the city of Scranton is falling into some conflicted interest when it comes to the reassessment of Lackawanna County. And listen, homeowners have to look out for their interests. Yes, they do. I understand stormwater project is very important to a lot of people. I understand it's very important to the city of New York. City of Scranton. But it cuts both ways when you want to do something like a reassessment and tell people that, well, this is what your house may be worth. This is what we've determined it is worth. Well, then when you say, well, okay, this is what my house worth. This is what you're going to have to pay me if you want an easement on it. And, whoa, wait a minute. We're the city. We're the county. You can't do that to us. Well, I guess I can because you did it to me. So, some interesting dynamics there to where, just like the headline in the Times Tribune, Lackawanna County tax reassessment rains on Scranton stormwater project because it's opened up a new dynamic. Homeowners are saying, wait a minute, the county is telling me my house is worth more than you wanted to pay me for that easement. And I understand it's not a full cost of the house. They're not buying the house, but that percentage of it has to be into consideration and in line with what they're saying it's worth. They are paying you an easement to do this work based off your loss of that property for that time. They're using access to that property during that time. So, interesting. But I just wanted to give a personal note of how this has all changed my dynamic. And again, I was very firm. I've gotten into arguments with my wife time and time again. She does not like the cold weather. She does not like the snow anymore. The fact that we were away this weekend and we got some snow up by us, she was like, no, that's it, I'm done. You know, that's it. I'm going to quit both my jobs. We're moving. I'm selling the house. I've had it. Thankfully, that's just a lot of emotion talking. But sooner or later, it's going to be hard. And she's a sparky little one. So she starts throwing the jabs. We might have to give in to her. But listen, it made a lot of sense. You know, don't pay the thousands of dollars in taxes. Don't pay homeowners insurance. Save those. It pays for 1/3 to a quarter of my rent for the year. Sell the house, take the money, just put it in an investment, and use the interest alone each year to live. And this way, you're never touching the principal. If you want to do some big things, or you can, but you have that nest egg. That's what the house was always for. It just wouldn't be my nest egg here. And that's, you get a lot of people thinking like that, and a lot of turnover for our area. That's not good for our area. But it seems this area seems a stepping stone for a lot of people, especially when it comes to politics. So do they really care or not? I would say they don't. So it's no big deal. You know, we move on. We don't look back. The area moves on. The county moves on. The city moves on. Politicians move on. There's winners and losers, and no one really cares in the end, right? But an idea for those of you out there who think you are scared with this reassessment, because a lot of people are. You've been reaching out to me. You know, your house was paid off. Maybe it is time to sell that house, save the money you'd be spending on insurance and taxes, and use some interest from when you put your house money, sale money away, and then you live rent-free because it's being paid for by your interest in the money you're saving already. Just a thought. It's 3:23 here at WILK. We'll be back in just a minute.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.